Hey y'all, it's Wednesday, January 18th. I was supposed to upload a new episode this weekend, but I was actually in Indiana visiting my man. Yes, my nigga is in jail, but I will let y'all in on that on the next episode of the Pink Pussy Podcast. But on this episode, we're going to talk about how men will try and get with you for years. And for years, you will avoid them. You'll be like, nah, we don't need to go there. And then when you finally give them a chance, them niggas be acting brand fucking new. Like, nigga, I ain't even really want to give you a chance. I was just bored, lonely. And I said, hey, why not? And then when I give you a chance, you show your ass and act like you really the shit and act like I needed you or I need you or you ain't doing nothing for me, but you act like you doing so much. I just don't understand it. Like, why do y'all do that? And I think it all boils down to the chase. Y'all be so cool with the chase, but then once y'all get it, it's like, not that you're not interested, but you think you can just play a person after. I don't know. It's just so stupid to me. Like I said, I'm not dating anyone right now because I am in a relationship. So, you know, and that situation is completely different from anything I've encountered before, you know, because he is incarcerated. But honestly, y'all, the way the dating scene is nowadays, I am so content with my relationship with my dude in jail. And you know what? I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. So, with my relationship, my dude, he's so motivational. He motivates me. He makes me believe in myself. He basically makes me go out there and be like one of the baddest bitches or feel like I'm one of the baddest bitches in the world because of how he motivates me. You know, and before that, before I met him, I never felt like that. I always felt, you know, not saying that I didn't love myself, but it's like I never felt like I was one of the baddest bitches in the world. But you know, he does that for me. He makes me believe that. He calls me his North Star, you know. So it's just crazy. And no, I don't put no money on his books. You know, he sends me money. Like, if anything happens and I say, babe, you know, I need such and such, or if he wants me to come see him, he puts the bill from all of that. And he literally fills out a form and get checks sent to me to come visit him, to do the things that I need, you know what I'm saying, to just have a little extra money when I need it or whenever I ask. For Valentine's Day, for my birthday, I get gifts in the mail, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, and then of course you tell a nigga that your man in jail is all, what's wrong with you, why are you fucking with a nigga in jail? But it's like, then you try to fuck with these niggas on the street and it's like, it's just a constant letdown. Like, I got a nigga in jail doing more for me than a nigga on the street doing for me. And that shit is crazy. It is insane. Like, it literally makes no sense. And, like, I'm not the type, I don't ask niggas for money or none of that stuff. And if it does get to the point where I have to ask you for money, it's not a lot. It's just like, you know, if we dating or we fucking or whatever and we supposed to have each other back, you know, and I can't cover a certain thing, I expect my nigga to be able to cover down and be like, okay, I got you, you know. And it's like a lot of these niggas out here in the streets, you can't depend on them for that. But I can literally depend on a man that's incarcerated for that. And of course, everybody gonna say, well, that nigga in jail and da 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 da, what can he do for you physically? See, I'm 39 years old. I'm way beyond the whole physical aspect of a relationship. I think I done had enough sex to last a lifetime. So I'm good on that. You know what I'm saying? I need someone who's going to be there for me emotionally, mentally, you know what I'm saying? And that's what he does for me, you know. He's an amazing person. He did fuck up and he's paying for it now, but you know, we ain't perfect. Nobody on this fucking earth is perfect. And we all make mistakes, you know, and he's been held accountable for those mistakes he made in the past. But, you know, when it comes to me, he's just a really good man to me. He does for me when I need him to do for me, you know what I'm saying? So it's just the relationship is the perfect relationship for me. You know, I don't have to worry about where he at, because I know where he at. So, I don't know. It's just, men will chase you for years. Then when they get you, they doing dumb shit or they saying dumb shit or they just making you feel less than. And I literally found someone who makes me feel like the baddest bitch on this planet. And he does to me. That shit is crazy. And it's crazy because my mom, she's talked to a couple guys that were incarcerated. And I used to always be like, what the fuck wrong with you? Why are you talking to dudes in jail? They can't do shit for you. Da-da-da-da-da. And oh, how the tables have turned. Ain't that shit crazy, y'all? But anyway, yeah, so that's my story on me and my manzies and what he does for me. And sometimes you can find love in the most weirdest places, but never turn your back on it. Y'all enjoy this podcast. I don't make my podcast long because I know people got fucking attention spans be just crazy. Mine's is crazy. My attention span is real short. So, yeah. Y'all stay tuned for the next episode, which shall be this weekend coming up. Love ya.